something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part two.
Just the bits.
What's up, y'all? Happy weekend. We're so close to Christmas. The countdown is on. But first, you're here with me and we're doing best bits. I hope you heard the new imaging. We are in a new era. We've got Scuba Steve on this weekend in part one and part two. We talked about some things that we regret personally and professionally. Plus, how did Scuba Steve's one-on-one dates go with some of the show members? I revealed an awkward, like I wanted to die, crawl in my own skin and run away date situation that happened. And we did talk a little bit about Christmas and, you know, that whole selling your dog for $200,000. What are our thoughts on it? So those are all in the part one, part three. If you want to go check that out. But time to dive into some best bits from the show this week. It was a massive, massive show. Our Christmas show happened. A listener Christmas show went down. Just a lot of exciting things. So let's go.
Woohoo!
In the spirit of Christmas, Lunchbox went Christmas caroling in an airport bathroom, aka why he is now known as Cringe Kringle. These will definitely make you cringe and laugh all at the same time. Maybe get you in some weird holiday spirit. I don't know.
Number 7.
We call him Cringe Kringle. It's Lunchbox. So he went to San Jose, California over the weekend. And so you wanted a Christmas carol. I love that you're in the spirit, but the problem is you were doing it in the bathroom.
Yeah, I was at the airport in San Jose, and I was like, this is the perfect spot to send the holiday cheer out to everybody else.
I'm just surprised you don't get beat up by some dude with his pants around his knees at some point. Okay, here we go.
Stall 2 and stall 1.
Oh, no.
What's up, man?
You excited for Christmas?
I'm going to be working, but yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Well, I'm sorry you're going to be working on Christmas, but you want me to sing you a Christmas carol to kind of cheer you up?
No, I'm all good.
He sees you when you're sleeping. Your turn. Here's the end. You want to join me? Sounds like you're on the naughty list. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Did that cheer you up a little bit? A little bit, yes. Should we take it from the top and sing it together?
Yeah, I think I'll
bet. All right, man.
So the worst thing that could happen is you walk out of the stall at the same time as this dude. Do you leave before him or do you wait for him to go?
No, I wait for him to go because I want another person to come in so I can sing to them.
Oh, you stay in one spot.
I stay planted.
Ugh. All right.
Stall 2 is stall 1. How's it going, man? You ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's right around the corner. You want to sing a Christmas carol together?
No, I don't. That's awesome, man. Go for it.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Your turn.
Hey, I'll listen. I do not want to sing. You don't want to hear me sing.
Okay, so you're not going to partake, but you're just going to enjoy.
I'm going to consume. I'm not going to partake.
Okay. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Solid.
Thanks, man. Merry Christmas.
So, did you have the words in front of you?
I had them on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think you would know the words because you definitely did not know how the song went.
What do you mean?
Like the melody of it?
I did. I nailed it.
No, I love your passion for it. Doesn't it stink in there? You're just sitting in there.
Sometimes.
Oh.
It's part of it.
It's part of the, it's part of the job, man.
Yeah.
Do you guys want one more from Cringe
Yes,
Kringle?
Yes.
Sure. Here you go.
What's up, Urinal? How's it going?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Good. Would you like to hear a Christmas carol?
Sure.
Yeah. Would you want to sing with me?
Was he standing at a urinal?
Yeah.
So you beat on your door?
Yeah, I'm on the stall, and the urinal was to my left, and another stall was to my right. It was a kind of a smaller bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm usually in the middle of the stalls. So there are stalls on each side. I've never had a urinal.
Hey, so urinal. So you just holler.
I was like, man, this is cool. I'm going to go urinal instead of a stall.
All right.
Well, wait, don't leave. I got to sing to you.
Okay.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Do you remember who that is? A little louder. And that's it? You're done? You would even say it glows. Did you leave?
No.
Okay, stay there. Don't leave yet. All the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
Day after left Corporal Rudolph.
Yep. What's the next line?
Join the Eddie Reindeer games.
There you go. All right. Merry Christmas. Have a great day. Woo!
Did you ever make Rudolph contact with these guys outside of the bathroom?
No. Had a very shiny they come and go. I have no idea who they are. They could be on the same flight as me.
I wonder if people think he's hitting on them, though, too, sometimes.
Right.
Hey, I mean, that was fun.
Can I ask a question that might be a little, well, like, is he a method? Are you a method actor in there? Like,
are you actually using the bathroom as you're doing it?
This time I was using the bathroom.
Okay. No.
Yeah. This one I was using the bathroom. And you got to imagine, this was at, like, 6 in the morning. Like, it's like people are like, oh, my gosh, I'm so tired. They're not even awake yet. They just want to get on the plane and fall asleep. And I'm in there like, let's go. What's up, people?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Lunchbox. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
I have some really interesting dating stories lately, and this one was a hot button. Some of y'all had a lot to say about this. I shared that I got back on the dating apps, and I had some text exchanges with a guy I met on a dating app that I was not too fond of. And a lot of y'all agreed with me and a lot of y'all disagreed. And, you know, that's kind of how dating goes. So hear for yourself what happened and why I stopped texting this guy that I met on a dating app.
Number 6.
All right, so let's go talk to Morgan, who runs all of our digital. Morgan's been on Hinge. Is that your app of choice?
I mean, Hinge and Bumble, I kind of go back and forth.
Do you ever do them at the same time and see the same people on both?
Yes. It's very awkward.
Yeah. Okay. And then maybe you match with one of them there and you don't like them in the other place?
Yeah, that's happened before too. Sometimes they just present better profiles on one than the other.
So you met this guy on Hinge, and do you go from that to texting, or do you just stay on Hinge and keep sending messages?
No, you typically go to texting before you go on a first date, exchange a few text messages.
And then, so this guy specifically, where it gets a little odd, how many times did you guys text back and forth?
Maybe like 10.
And what did you like about his profile that made you reach out to him?
He seemed like a good guy. A lot of his prompts that he answered, I liked that he had certain answers to things. Mm-hmm. And he was cute, too.
And then what and when did it become a little bit weird and run by the show here?
Well, it was the first text message. Because the first text message that I got from him after messaging on Hinge, he goes, hey there, beautiful. How are you? I said, okay. That's
so
fine.
You feel like it's weird for him to text out of the gate saying, hey there, beautiful.
Yeah, like pet names is a lot. You're coming out strong with that one.
Okay, let's go to text message number 1. Anybody feel like that is weird, too much, not enough? Lunchbox.
I thought it was good. Like, it's solid, letting you know, hey, he's attracted to you. He's, you know, flattering you, showering you with praise. Isn't that what women want? I don't understand.
Eddie?
I think that's like how he talks to girls. It's just weird. Like, hey, you beautiful. He's like a ladies' man.
I feel like it's a little too strong at first. You?
It's strong.
It's a little.
I would feel the same way.
Would you rather hear, hey, what up, Toad?
Just like, hey, how's it going?
Hey, yeah.
Why do you got to go toad or beautiful?
Why is it the exact opposite?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're mad that he tells you to play.
Nobody said mad. I just said it felt just, a little strong.
Okay, so
how do you respond to that?
So I still messaged him back, and we messaged back and forth a few times. And then, like, the sixth text message from him comes in, and he goes, well, yeah, I'm having a good day, darling. And I was like, okay, too much. We got two pet names going on here. And I've never even met this guy in person. Like, we've maybe messaged a few times on Hinge, now a few times in text message, and we already have two pet names.
So Beautiful and Darlin.
Well, I don't think Beautiful is a pet name. I think Beautiful is a descriptive word that tells you you're beautiful. It's not a pet name.
It could be, though. It could be, but probably not. But
what about Darlin? Is that a pet name?
Darlin, I think that's a Southern gentleman talking how he talks.
How are you defending this guy?
Well, I mean, you guys are ripping
this
guy.
Is this how you talk?
Nobody's ripped him at all. We've literally just asked
him. And I didn't mean ripping. I meant raking him across the coals.
Okay, that's the same thing. You just picked a different way to say it.
And I mean, all he's doing is being nice.
We haven't said anything about Darlin yet. All I said was I felt like Beautiful was too strong. But you feel like
sounds like he's just a cowboy.
Yeah, sounds
maybe,
like that a little bit.
Maybe.
Right, that's what it is.
Is he a cowboy in his pictures?
He could be a little country, but he's
Thank
not a cowboy.
Not
he
a cowboy.
Is not cowboy.
But country.
Okay. No, you can't associate.
That's the same thing.
It's not the same thing at all. It is not the same thing.
Mine it is.
But what's next? Like, sweetheart, sweet cheeks? Like, what's next?
Are you still texting with him?
No, I kind of just backed off because I just didn't know how to keep responding to it. Like, it felt a little forced and it felt a little extra.
Cheesy?
Yes. And if we had met and this happened, then like, fine, whatever. But like, we haven't even met. We haven't even met in person. Maybe I'm catfishing you. Who knows?
What if he said, hey, how you doing today, cowpoke?
Yeah, that would also be weird. I mean, how Any terrible a guy call you beautiful? I mean, that is absolutely when
well,
I'm going to cut
here,
it off.
Here's my thought process is that if you're using pet names that early, you got a roster going on.
Big
and
time.
You can't differentiate between names.
So use a generic one because it fits with everybody.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't think
He's
about
probably
that.
He's probably copy-paste, copy-paste.
Oh, boy. This is why
Darlin.
I think it's a bit too, you've never met him. To be calling you beautiful and darling, that's a bit weird and a bit aggressive.
Yeah, right?
I mean, if he's not in chaps on his pictures, walking in the OK Corral.
He is not. No cowboy hat.
Yeah, I think that's probably, for me, a bit much because it would show me he's probably talking to a lot of girls, and this is how he doesn't mix names up.
Bad Surgeon did that on that documentary, the real surgeon that was real bad. He had multiple relationships, and he would send actually video messages.
But generically?
And it was like, morning, beautiful. I'm just here in Brazil. I miss you so much, sweetie. And then he would just fire it off to like the different women. And one of the women later, she's like, come to think of it, he rarely ever said my name in any video or text.
Bro had a spreadsheet.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what, though? When I go to restaurants, sometimes they call me hun and sweetie. I kind of like that.
Yeah, but that's like, hey, hon, where you want to sit here?
Right,
it's not,
right.
That's not someone who's potentially,
you.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know that.
Okay.
And you're done with him.
I mean, I haven't texted back. It just kind of
wonder
fizzled.
Why Morgan's always single.
What?
I mean, that's just a lot. You're coming out really strong.
She has the right to create her own red flags.
You're right. Here's the thing: there are probably some women out there that they might love that, and that's great, and that's who this person will be a match with. Mm-hmm. And then for others, like
we support you, Morgan.
Yeah,
thank you.
We support you. It is a little weird. He'd probably send that to 100 women though.
That's what I'm thinking. That's the basis of it, is that there's a roster going on.
Yeah, he's got in his notes, he's got like five generic messages. Copy, paste, copy, paste. He's popping them out. Popping them out like babies, you know what I mean? All right. Well, don't be mad, though.
I'm just saying, Morgan, you have to be willing to try things to...
No, I think she has tried guys like this. That's my point.
All right.
It hasn't ended good at all.
Those are the losers that Bobby refers
those
to.
Those are the guys you get.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
The end of 2023 is near, so Bobby shared his top five songs of 2023, country songs to be exact. And this also got some attention on TikTok, and some people loved them, some people hated the choices. I mean, you know, everybody's got an opinion these days, and everybody wants to share it. So here are his top five country songs of 2023, and maybe they will make you think of your top five.
Number five.
I did my best five country songs for 2023, but only because Billboard did their top pop songs. So I'll run you through these real quick. Billboard's top songs, period. Number five, Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red. I said what I said. The Miley Cyrus song is good. Flowers at four. B, Sha Rap, and Shakira. I don't know what this is. Go ahead. Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? And SZA, Kill Bill. That's Billboard's top song. All of them we will listen to at the house except for the B-Shop Run.
Wait. The Shakira one?
Yeah, I don't know that one. Hmm. But here are my top five country songs of 2023. At number five, Megan Maroney, I'm Not Pretty. But hey, whatever helps, keep on telling yourself I'm not pretty. Maybe I'll take a guess at number one before we get there. Okay. Number four, Josiah and the Bonnevilles, Basic Channels. Little house out of town, looking down to the highs and lows. When the sky comes down, baby, I'm gonna hold you close. Anybody for number one?
Still thinking. No?
All right, number three, song we played a bunch here. Tyler Childers, In Your Love. Find what we were chasing after, I believe I found it. Number two, Jordan Davis, Next Thing You Know. Next thing you
know, saving money. That was my guess for one.
Why didn't you say it then? I gave you every opportunity. No, you're lying.
That was my guess for one.
Yeah.
That's actually my guess for two, and I got it right.
Oh, dang. Nice job, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, number one.
Number one.
All right, go for it, Lunch.
First of all, before I play number one, my honorable mention that almost made the list, Hey There Hometown from Abby Lee Anderson.
Oh, Wichita, you'll always be home to me. I hope you know no matter where I go, these Kansas roots run deep.
And we broke up a week later.
It's not about, the whole thing's not about her boyfriend.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, there's one word.
Yeah, when they were together for a week, she wrote a song about him.
No, no, no.
She thinks he's Taylor Swift.
All right, here we go.
No. Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll what? One. Jelly Roll what?
He had a bunch of songs.
What song?
Give us a hint.
No, I just nailed it. It's Jelly Roll.
What song? It's about song, not artist.
It's We Only when I Need a Favor.
Need a Favor?
Need a Favor.
Good guess, Amy.
I'm thinking. I'm trying to think of
Amy,
like
I got
hint.
It.
I mean, possibly. It's like Lainey's had some good songs. I know you love Fast Car, but that's the cover.
That could work.
My number one country song of 2023 is
Morgan Wallen. Thought You Should Know.
That's from 2021.
Is it?
Yeah. I looked it up because I've recently become obsessed with it, and I'm like, I'm 2 years late.
21?
I think so, yeah.
Nothing from you? A little something from Bailey Zimmerman, Religiously.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm in this
cold, yeah. Bright light. That was my guess.
Same tour. And this don't even feel like life.
Cause I don't have the only one who believed in me
religiously. The song is such a jam. And now I'm in the back of the church. Praying just to stop the hurt. Cause I don't have the only.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We had another Bobby Bones Show draft. This one was of the best Christmas songs. I can't really say we because I didn't get to participate in this one, which I was really sad about because I love Christmas and I love the drafts. But I had to sit out. I got in last place of the draft before, which rude. Guys, what are we doing? We gotta go vote at BobbyBones.com. But this week there was a winner and you'll hear all about that afterward.
Number four.
All right, let's draft Christmas songs. We'll each put these teams together. Lunchbox won the dice roll, so he'll go first. The first overall pick, Lunchbox.
Yeah, I mean, I think this everybody loves this one, and it's the one by Mariah Carey.
What's it called?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
It's good.
Yeah.
Solid.
I mean, that's number one.
Morgan? No, you're out.
Okay.
I'm in.
So I just wanted to make sure Morgan remembered she was out. Eddie, you're up next.
I'm back in, Bones, and for my number one pick, I am picking Miss Brenda Lee.
Hey, that's what I wanted.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
It's good. Because I went number one.
Yeah.
Raymundo.
Oldie, a classic, top three easily. White Christmas, Bing Crosby. Mm-hmm.
The jam.
You know, I'm going to also go with White Christmas, but I'm going to do White Christmas. And on that thing, I wanted to say The Drifters, parentheses, Home Alone version. Oh, yeah. It goes, boop, boop. I'm dreaming. Wait, hold on. I'm all messed up. You do boop, boop.
Yeah, I got you.
Boop, boop. So people know. I don't know. You got it. Here, guys.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Okay. Amy.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, NSYNC.
Oh, that's good. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Huh.
That's good. All us, like.
So good.
Millennial ladies. Older millennial ladies.
I remember that one.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you're baby boomer. All right. So... Amy, you have to go again. You'll start the second round.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Last Christmas,
dang.
Wham.
That's good. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Very next day, you gave it away.
Oh, that's good. It's tough now because now we're in that category of they're fun if they come on, but you don't chase them down. I'm going to go with okay. I'm going to go with Brett Eldridge, Baby It's Cold Outside.
I really can't stay.
That's what I'm going to go with. Okay. Raymundo.
Rest in peace, Malik Kilikimaka, Jimmy Buffett.
That's good. I don't think you said it exactly right, but.
Huh. Buffett did that one?
A lot of people have, yeah. I see Mike struggling to write that name, that one down there. Malik.
Mekalik.
Yeah. Eddie?
Bones. Let's go with my go-to. Every Christmas time, I love singing it. It's one of my favorite songs. Let's go with Feliz Navidad.
Any version?
I mean, it's Jose Feliciano, but I mean, I think...
You can just do straight up.
He's the only one.
All right. Lunchbox, you did have the overall first pick, so now you're at the end of the second round. What are you going to add to All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Yeah, I'm going to do this one. It's called Santa Claus Is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5.
Oh, that's good. That's a good,
good
one.
Yeah.
You know, Santa, he's coming. You better watch it. That's good. All right, Lunchbox. Now, you got all I want for Christmas is you. Santa Claus is coming to town. Hit me with your final pick.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to take Elvis, Blue Christmas.
Damn. Oh, he stole that.
Yeah, he's got a solid list there. Eddie?
Oh, man. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Give me Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. Always having a wonderful Christmas time.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I had to sing it to get it, though.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But it's a good one.
I'm worried about that.
It's a good limb to go out on, though.
Ray.
This is a new one. Y'all don't know it. It is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Sam Smith. And I got a clip if you want it.
No, because we didn't play clips for ours. We had to sing our own.
And that's a strategy, Ray? Pick one that we don't know?
Hey, Ray, what's
so we can just make stuff up?
You can sing, right?
I'm going to do the collaboration between Taylor Swift and Jesus when they sang together.
And Travis Kelce.
Well, I think he's in it too. White Christmas. No, I'm going to do... I'm going to do Gene Autry in the... The song that he did was, I don't want to mess this up.
Is it Rudolph?
The Most Wonderful Time of Year. The Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams. Not Gene Autry, it's Andy Williams.
It's the Most Wonderful
Time of the Year. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Andy Williams, the Most Wonderful. I'm not going to win this one. I'm just trying to finish last. Amy?
Santa Baby, Taylor Swift.
Oh, I should have gone to Taylor Swift.
That's a good one.
Did she really do that, or are we just making stuff up?
No, she really
did. Yeah, I was
like, so go vote for your team. Don't pick one song you like. Make sure all three are your favorite three. And whomever has the best votes gets the championship belt. Although Amy never puts her belt on her desk. She's a two-time defending champion.
You're too
cool
for
that. She just
throws
it on the ground.
Yeah, at times I have too many papers on my desk.
Well, right now all you have is a highlighter.
It's just garbage.
We have it that way. Okay, it's not garbage.
All right, vote.
Wait, can we hear Ray's song?
Right now we can hear your song. Yeah. Go ahead.
Have yourself merry little Christmas.
That Millie Kamika Maka, whatever. I like Casey Musgraves' version better.
Yeah. Do you have Buffett's version, Ray?
No.
You don't have all
what
your
other songs do you have up there? Just that one?
Winter Wonderland.
Anybody pick this one?
Tony Bennett.
That's a good one.
Are you listening? White Christmas, Bing Crosby.
That's all his songs.
Man, that's perfect.
Sleigh Ride, The Ronettes.
Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ding-a-ling-a-ling.
That's good. Who's
Christmas?
That by?
Ronettes, and then also Natalie King Cole, The Christmas Song.
Nat.
Maybe both. Is it Nat or Natalie? Both. His daughter
says
is Natalie.
Nat.
Okay. I was trying to cover you, Ray. So, did you have the one that I picked? Ba-doom. The Drifters by Christmas?
Let's see.
Oh, not up.
Being sung by wild folks dressed up.
That's good. All right, you guys go to BobbyBones.com and vote. And Merry Christmas, everybody. And if you vote for me, maybe I give a little extra Christmas cheer.
Oh.
But I won't, because I don't know who you are. All right, thank you.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
So the winner of that draft was Lunchbox, and Raymundo is the one who lost. He will have to sit out for the next draft. I hope you loved that. Now, we also had some controversy in country music this week. There was a whole Luke Combs situation with a Tumblr and a woman selling Luke Combs tumblers, and then she got sued, and then Luke Combs responded to it, and Bobby shared his thoughts on the whole situation of everything that went down. So some Tumblr Luke Combs drama, but shout out to Luke Combs. I mean, he found a way to make the situation all right in all kinds of ways, even though he didn't have to. So shout out to him. You're about to hear most of that story in case you've been out of the loop, a little focused on the holiday season, which I totally understand. But right now you'll hear Bobby share his thoughts on the Luke Combs Tumblr situation.
Number three.
I do want to play this. So this is the news, a news station in Tampa that was talking about the Luke Combs candle. Tumblr. They look like candles, but the Tumblr situation here.
Nicole Harness's only job is selling homemade tumblers and t-shirts through Amazon. She's a big Luke Combs fan and says after she went to his concert in Tampa this summer, she decided to offer a Luke Combs-themed tumbler. After selling just 18 of them, she learned Combs sued her, along with various others, for selling counterfeit merchandise. The worst part? The case is already closed, and the judge ordered her to pay $250,000 to Combs.
It's very stressful. I don't have money to pay my bills. I just want this resolved. I didn't mean any harm to Luke Combs. I quit selling the tumbler. I pulled it down. I don't understand.
So how much money did you make on the tumbler that's in question?
$380.
So $380.
Correct.
And you're willing to give them that money.
Exactly.
But $250,000.
I don't have.
So that's from WFLA. So basically what happened, my opinion is, Luke Combs didn't go after anybody. Whomever the company is that has his tumblers, probably. I'm surprised they didn't get a cease and desist first.
Right.
And maybe she did and didn't see it. Because usually if you're doing something, they send you a letter, go stop doing it.
Right.
And then if you don't stop, then you get sued. Mm-hmm. Don't know that part of it. And also the news wants to dramatize everything. I'd be weirded out if I was Luke Combs and I woke up and saw I was suing somebody. Because they're using his name. Luke Combs didn't call an attorney and go, I'm suing him. The Tumblr company probably did, if I'm guessing. And it's probably just an automatic thing where they see somebody that's stealing a likeness and you, because you can't do that. But if you only sold 18, that's misdemeanor type stuff, if anything. But Luke Combs did get on TikTok a little bit ago and do this. Do we have that one?
What's up, guys? Luke here. It's 7:27 a.m. here in Tennessee. I woke up at 5 a.m. to use the restroom, and first thing I saw was this. A woman that's being sued by me for $250,000. I've spent the last 2 hours trying to make this right, trying to figure out what's going on, because I was completely and utterly unaware of this. So we reached out. Firstly, my manager reached out to this news station that ran this piece to try to get some info. And so we do have a company that goes after folks only.
Basically, it's like, it's off. I called her. I talked to her. We're good. So she's not being sued anymore. But get this. She did get that email to stop.
The cease and desist?
Did she just not see it?
And it gave her 21 days to respond. Yeah, it says she then discovered an email in her junk folder that gave her 21 days to respond. They're just saying, hey, stop selling this, please.
Oh.
She never got the chance. And so junk mail. I don't ever look at my junk mail.
Me neither.
All like, take this pill. Your wiener gets bigger. Like, what?
You get those?
I get the pills, yeah. I try new ones all the time. Yeah, it's over now.
Oh,
but
man.
If I were her, I'd be freaked out too. But you also can't, this isn't, notice, you can't sell things with other people's face on it.
Yeah. I mean.
Or their likeness.
It's a learning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good Tumblr too. It has a lot of Luke Combs stuff on there. Like, I'm looking at it, it's got pictures of him, his name, like logos, like him playing the guitar. I mean.
Oh yeah. So it's basically a bunch of Luke Combs stickers and images. Yeah.
So he was about to say that he has a company that kind of protects all that stuff, and then they go after?
I think the Tumblr company specifically, because it's not like he makes the tumblers. It's a company that goes, we want to use your name, image, likeness, and we'll pay you, and then we'll make it and sell as many as we can.
Gotcha.
But he came out and said, got it taken care of.
It's just funny because the way it all reads is like Luke Combs is suing a lady.
That's the news, man.
Of course, yeah.
He wakes up and he's like, what?
That's the news. They want to sensationalize everything. Never think the news is a public service. The news is a ratings wanter, just like we are. Everybody does their own little things to get ratings. And news is the exact same thing.
I mean, this goes back to when people were downloading songs and they would download three and they'd have to pay $1 million.
Well, they were setting precedent with that.
Like, wow.
And you know, luckily Luke paying attention, and this did make the news, and it could get to him, and he wanted to do this. He certainly, you could have an artist out there one day that's like, okay, yeah.
But at the same time,
but he also wasn't going to get that money either.
Oh, right. I know.
So
but
the
I
company
mean,
is.
I'm just saying,
just his
like,
name they're using to make the lawsuit.
Crazy.
He was dedicated right when he saw it to like figuring it out.
The good thing he woke up at 5 to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't need that exact detail.
Like, interesting. Thanks,
yeah,
Luke.
Yeah, but it's all good now. Everybody's good, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out Tampa. Yeah. All right, there you go.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wild Card, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wild Card on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the first time ever, we did a listener Christmas. And along with that listener Christmas, also for the first time ever, we gave away a freaking car thanks to Hyundai. Like, such a cool moment. We had a few listeners on and they got to pick their packages. And even the ones who didn't win the car won a lot of cash. So, like, it was a win-win all the way around, just an exciting Christmas show. And we did that for the first time ever this year. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't get to watch the video or anything, that's also super cool. But right now you're going to hear our listener Christmas giveaway and just a special shout out to Hyundai, who really made a whole lot of people's Christmas so much better.
Number two.
You guys want to give away a car?
I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking out too. This is crazy.
These people look so calm.
Yeah. No,
I'm nervous. There's vomit on my sweater already.
Okay. What? Thank you, Eminem.
Thank you.
Oh. The Bobby Bone Show Christmas Gift Exchange Listener Edition, sponsored by Hyundai. For the first time ever, we're getting listeners involved, and someone won a brand new car. It's a 2024 Hyundai Kona, all thanks to our friends at Hyundai. And if you don't win the car, you also have, you'll win cash. So we have five packages up here with numbers on them. I can say all this, right, Scuba?
Good, yeah.
Okay. And so there are two of them with $500 in it. One of them with $750 in it. One of them with $1,000 in it.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa.
And one of them, obviously the car's not in it, or you would know which package that
is. Right, right, right. That would be a big package.
Is it? Because I don't know what number it has. I asked Scuba to not tell me.
Okay.
So, Scuba, is it a piece of paper that says you won, or keys, or what?
Yes, there's a nice little card in there that says all their prizes.
Got it. Okay. So, we got five people on the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I want to go over first. And Emily, you're not going to pick first. But, Emily, how did you guys get your order here? How did you guys see who was going first?
Scuba picked names out of a hat
yeah.
or a cup. Or his ET cup.
You saw it. You saw it. It's all legit.
Yeah.
Okay, Lauren, do you feel like it was all legit?
Definitely, except that I'm last.
I know, yeah. Lauren is from Lafayette, Louisiana. She's in her car, and she's last. It was legit, but she's last. She's legit yes. last, Lauren. Yes. But up first is Robert from Littlestown, PA. Robert is in his Christmas... Is that a Christmas? What's on your shirt there, Robert? You look very animated here.
It's Santa Claus.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
He's got a Hawaiian
Christmas tree behind him.
He's got the Christmas tree Step going. Let's go.
And so, Robert, how did you get in this? Will you tell our listeners that, like, the process, there was nothing crazy happening? How did you get in?
Online, I saw the what y'all were doing and fill out the form. And then all of a sudden, I got a phone call. And I forgot that was you could win a car. even better.
Minimally $500. So here's what we're going to do. Now, everybody's going to pick a number. Robert, so I want you to look at the five packages we have here. They are all basically the same size. You don't know what's in them here. Eddie, can we roll the camera over there to those packages?
You got it.
Boom. So, Robert, take a look here. You have one on the bottom right, two on the bottom left, three, four, and five kind of laying down like that one in the middle. Which one of those would you like?
Oh,
let's go for number one.
Okay, Robert's got number one.
Oh, man. That was like the biggest one.
It is pretty big.
Do you want to open it now or do you want to sign all their boxes?
Ooh, that's a good one. I say sign the boxes, baby. Assign those boxes.
Why?
Because in the anticipation, I'm just nervous already.
What do you think?
I mean, I don't want to make a selection because then what if like I mess something up for them?
No, you're not selecting, Amy. No.
Assign the boxes.
Yeah, okay. they get
so Robert, yeah. Write Robert's name on that box. Robert's got box number one.
Okay.
So you're assigning them.
That's right.
Okay. They're gonna pick.
Yeah, and then we may pick a different order.
Okay.
Next up.
Oh, I like what you're doing there.
Emily from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Emily, how are you this morning?
I am wonderful.
You look
it's
like,
really great to meet you all.
You too. You look so official with your headset on. Do you have a job where you wear a headset or is that a video game thing like I have?
No, I'm actually at my job right now and this is what I use at my work. So I'm in just a kind of a vacant office so nice. That I'm not disturbing people.
Do they know what you're doing?
Like that. But yes.
Okay.
They do
okay,
actually.
Good. I think she's going to disturb him if she wins a car. Yeah, oh my gosh.
Oh, for sure.
It's going to be pandemonium.
I am kind of like right next to where the floor is. So if you see me look out the window, it's because people are walking by and I'm just kind of like, hi. Mm-hmm.
Well, Emily, you have Robert's taking number one. So as you can see, the packages over here, you see them all laying there. You have four by itself, the other three stacked up on each other, two, five, and three. What would you like?
I'm going to take box number three, please.
Box number three!
Oh, that's a good one. That's
hey,
a good
why, did you, one. Why did you pick three?
Why did I pick three?
Yeah.
Because I just feel it. Like, I've actually, since I got the phone call and I found out that it was like picking boxes or doors or however you guys were going to do it, number three just kind of came to me and I was like, that's, if I get the chance to pick that one, that's the one I want.
All right.
Hey. That's good.
Let's give away a card.
And I get what I get. Honestly, I am so excited to meet you all that no matter what I end up with, I'm just super excited.
That's but you'll sweet. Be more excited to get a car.
Yeah, Lunchbox, you and I can talk about, you know, you can buy it from me. If I
Well, we can talk for sure.
He won't buy it from you. He won't buy
Samantha
it.
From Austin. Samantha, how are you this morning?
Great.
And Samantha, would you tell me something about you? I don't know. You have kids. You've got.
I have two kids. I'm actually from Austin. We moved to Nashville for a little while, and I feel like you guys helped make that move smoother because I'd already heard about Nashville.
Yeah.
Now we're back in Austin. So I've been listening to you guys since like 2004.
Oh wow.
Dang, oh man, I'm
that's
old.
Crazy. Yeah, we're up there.
Yeah. like when I was in high school, like I remember when Lunchbox put the pantyhose over his head and
yeah, we don't talk about that. Yeah, we don't talk about
that's
that at
not
all.
Not very Christmassy
yeah.
vibes.
We don't talk about that one at all. Yeah, we almost went to jail for that one. All
I'm
right.
Just kidding.
Well, Lunchbox
just kidding.
Did go to jail.
Yeah.
Okay, Samantha, it's up to you now.
Oh boy.
There are three boxes left.
Oh, there's no pressure.
There's box number four sitting all by its lonesome. There's five leaned
four.
Over and number two on the ground. She wants four? Did you say four?
Knows what she wants.
Okay.
Wow.
Give her four.
Oh, I know why.
In these boxes, there are two $500 prizes. That's the worst prize is $500.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
And that's a great prize.
There's one $750 prize, one $1,000 prize, and there's one 2024 Hyundai Kona.
Oh, my god!
Thanks to our friends from Hyundai.
Oh, my goodness.
You know why she picked four, right?
Why?
Four, car door. It rhymes.
Okay.
I don't
love his reasoning.
Kimberly in Sierra Vista, Arizona. Appreciate you listening over there. You have two boxes. Would you like box number five or box number two?
Box number five.
Okay, she's taking number five.
Five.
Right down, Kimberly.
Good.
Hey, Kimberly, how do you say your town? Sierra Vista?
Sierra Vista.
Yeah, I was going Vista, but.
Yeah.
Maybe too Spanish.
Maybe too Spanish.
Five for five-wheel drive. I'm trying to think what that goes.
Hey, Lauren, can I ask you a question?
Goodness.
Please.
Because you're from Lafayette, Louisiana. Are you in your car right now?
Yes, because I'm at work, and this is the only safe space I had.
Mm-hmm. So would you have picked number two if you got to pick first?
I would not have.
Oh. What number would you have picked if you got to pick first?
I would feel bad if I told you.
Because I already, when we were picking numbers, Samantha picked 32 and I picked 33 because that's what the first number that came to me. I wasn't like Price is writing her at all.
So, but well, it's okay because you're not taking anybody's number. What number would you have picked? Because you have two, right? You're stuck with two. That's the last one.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
What number would you have picked?
You promise I'm stuck with two?
I promise. I'm not going to change it. I can't change it. This is so this is so with lawyers because it's such a – I don't even know who won. I don't know what's in the boxes.
Easy trivia.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, I'm feeling like I listen so much that I'm not sure if I'm getting swayed somewhere. But honestly, Emily, I'm sorry. I would have picked three. That's like my lucky number. It's my go-to. It was in my heart when she called. Okay. So I would have picked three.
Wow. Yeah. Now, don't be sorry because Emily's got three.
Don't get three. But
I know.
And I can't change anything. I'm not swaying. This is all.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's the deal. We have
I'm stressed out.
Bunch of money. We got a 2024 Hyundai Kona. Now, we can go right to one of the boxes, or we can take a quick break.
Oh, we got to take a break.
Yeah, we got to take a break.
I need some water.
Okay, okay, okay. Scuba, can we take a quick break?
Yeah, let's do it, please.
Okay.
Oh.
Everybody need to pee? Go pee.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Somebody's going to win a car in the next segment. Be right back. There are five boxes on the table. All these boxes have somebody's name on it. Robert, Emily, Samantha, Kimberly, and Lauren. The boxes are already assigned. There'll be no switching of boxes.
Oh,
the boxes are who the boxes are. Now, thanks to Hyundai, they have given us a 2024 Hyundai Kona to give away. Everybody wins a prize. It's going to be weird, though, because two people just win $500, but that's $500.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yes. So two of these boxes have $500 in it. One has $750, one has $1,000, and one has a Hyundai Kona 2024.
Oh, my goodness. Hey. Oh, my goodness.
So now they drew for the order of...
Oh, my goodness.
Picking the boxes. Who wants to have their box opened first?
I will go first as long as Amy opens my box for me.
Okay, you want Amy to open your box for good luck?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I want to see her beautiful smile.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Robert. Okay, come do it over here.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
He wants us to so be showing your beautiful smile. You want to wear, like, Santa leggings or anything? Okay.
Amy, don't. Oh, my gosh. Amy, this is a lot of Well, Amy, talk about how you're opening
Amy.
It.
Amy.
Easy.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Easy.
This is the biggest box, I think.
Amy, rip my headphones out.
All you got to do is open just the top. It's just the top.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
hold on. Don't look in it yet.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Sit it down.
Okay.
Are you
smile,
ready?
Smile for Robert, Amy.
Yeah. Okay. Look in the camera. Give him a big smile. You zoom in on already.
Oh, my.
What did Robert win?
Okay.
Pick it up. Robert won.
Well, good thing he's happy with... Wow, well, he's gonna love it. $500.
Yeah!
Okay, yeah! Okay.
Thank you, thank you.
Hey, wasn't so good of luck, was she? No offense.
I know, I won $500 and I got her to smile.
Hey, Schrodinger's cat. You never know what's in there until you open it. Hey, $500 for Robert.
Oh my
god. Good job, Robert.
Amy.
What did I do wrong?
Well, I mean... Right away, your face drooped when you opened it.
Yeah, if you would have smiled harder, I think it would have been more
like
money.
You drooped, and I was like, oh, he didn't win.
How do my other four friends feel? Good?
Oh, I'm feeling better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stressed.
They got a 1-in-4 shot. They got a 1-in-5. Now it's not a 1-in-4.
Who wants to go second? Because if you don't go, it will be assigned to you. So, Kimberly, do you want to go second? Samantha?
I can't believe Lauren doesn't want to go. She didn't get a chance to pick. She was the fifth one. Like, I'd be like
point.
Chomping at the bit.
That's a
good
just
to
point.
To go?
I can't.
Okay.
Not yet.
I want to go, but I'm so scared because I want it.
Okay, Emily, then we're going to let you go second then.
Emily, let's
okay,
go.
Okay, let's go.
I'll do it. My heart is beating.
Lucky like number three.
All right, now this is the smallest box. I don't know which box it's in, so this could be.
It looks like a sweater could be in there.
Hey, her co-workers need to be in there because if she passes out, if she wins, I mean, no one's going to be able to pick her up.
Okay, let me open
it. I'm sitting down, so we're
good.
Hold
on a second.
Oh, listen to that.
Ah! Sounds like a car.
Wow, it does.
Ooh. Sounds like a car.
Feels like something peeling out.
I'm also watching Scuba Steve's eyes to tell me if it's one of them.
What is it? His face is not showing anything.
No, he never has any reaction to anything.
Yeah. Okay.
No. I know better. I listen to the podcast enough to know that his face doesn't mean anything.
I would be bad at poker.
Do you want to hold off on this one then?
Yes.
You want to circle back?
Circle back.
You're killing me.
Circle back.
Emily, we're coming back.
It's either $500 or the car. One of the two.
You don't know, Emily.
Emily.
I know.
Emily, I will tell you this. It's not $500.
Okay.
That's good.
Not $500.
Okay.
Okay. We're moving on. Who wants to go next? Lauren, you're up.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Lauren.
She was shaking. Hey, you got this, Lauren.
She was shaking her head no.
Shaking her head too strong.
Bones, good job on keeping that emotionless face, man.
Bro. Stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Also, I couldn't read it for a second.
That was the confusion. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Go back to Lauren, man. Go back to Lauren.
All right, here we go.
Lauren, say something.
Will she win?
I'm stressed out. Let's circle back for me, too. Let's just circle back.
She already wants to circle back.
Lauren.
Okay.
You have won.
Oh, my gosh.
Close my eyes.
$1,000.
Oh! Thank you.
That's pretty good.
That's nice.
That's pretty good.
That's incredible.
Going into this, if you would have said there are 5 boxes and you just can have the $1,000 right away, I'd take the $1,000.
You're crazy.
I would take $1,000, no doubt about it. All right.
Yeah.
Lauren, congratulations. You win $1,000.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, you know what that means.
Well, what does that mean?
1 in 3 shot in a car. 1 in 3 shot in a car.
Okay. Kimberly, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, oh Kimberly, we're going to open yours now. We're holding 1 box back, number 3.
What did she pick? What number?
Kimberly.
Oh, my God.
It's number 5.
I'm dying.
Okay. Kimberly, if you win, please don't have a heart attack.
What?
I'm just saying.
But you haven't told
Kimberly,
anyone else that.
We're going to circle back on yours.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. 2 circle backs.
And this is finally Samantha?
Oh, my gosh.
No, let's do Kimberly.
Oh, circle back. Circle back.
No, let's do Samantha.
Oh my goodness.
I circle back.
Circle back.
Let's go, Kimberly. Who are we doing?
Samantha. Okay, Samantha, this is you.
Box number 4.
Oh, listen to that.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody's going to win a brand new,
oh my goodness,
2024 Hyundai Kona.
Oh, you're ripping the box.
Yeah, it's just sound effects, because most of I could just peel it off. Oh. I felt like we needed sound effects.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
What's in there, Bob? Okay.
Kimberly? No, okay. This is not Kimberly. This is... who's this one?
No, it's Kimberly.
No, Kimberly.
It's Samantha.
Names, their names are on their box.
Samantha.
This is Samantha.
She went from Austin to Nashville.
Yes.
Okay.
Back to Austin.
That's right.
And, I mean, that's a lot of miles on a car, Bobby. She needs a new car, Bobby.
She's got 2 kids.
That's a good point, Lunchbox.
$500.
Oh,
okay.
Oh. Samantha, you won.
That's good. $500.
Okay.
What does that mean?
We have 2 boxes.
It's
left.
1 and 2. It's 1 and 2.
We have a box from Emily.
Oh my God.
And a box from Kimberly. So, is there any way to just talk to, like, just do away with the other 3 for a second? But, like, put them on. Let's mute their box out for a second. Emily.
Yeah.
So you have the first box that we circle back on.
Yeah.
Kimberly, all the illies are really messing with my head here. Kimberly, you have a box we circle back on. So one of these boxes is a car.
Oh my goodness.
One of these boxes is cash.
It's amazing.
Oh, hey, ask Emily if she'd like to trade her box.
No trading. We can't. Lawyers told us no trading.
That's funny.
I can't even
that's
lead into
though,
anything.
No.
I can't even lead into anything. I can't even do that.
Why am I nervous? I'm not getting anything.
Okay.
Who just sighed on the line?
Hey, Kimberly in Arizona.
Yes.
Are you ready to hear your unveiling?
I sure am.
Kimberly, you?
Yes.
Have won $750.
Oh my goodness.
Meaning, Emily! Emily, you won the car.
And she knew she won 3.
Box number 3. She had a dream about it.
She did.
I did.
Emily, why are you fanning yourself? Are you hot?
Somebody get to her stat. Emily in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You just won a 2024 Hyundai Kona. Well, be quiet. Cry away.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited.
Wow.
So can I tell you guys a really kind of funny story, too?
Yeah, go for it.
So my husband is recently retired from the military. He served 20 years in the Army National Guard. And we had his last Christmas party this Saturday. Like, he was invited to, he was getting some honors and stuff like that. And I bought 2 raffle tickets for a bunch of prizes that they had. And just on Saturday, I won a 65-inch TV. And so I was like, I'm going to win this car. Like, I'm on a lucky streak. Oh, my God.
Well,
you are. Can't believe it.
That's crazy. I'm going to sign your little deal here, too. All of us are. Your little winning card. And then we're all going to draw on the car as well.
Congratulations.
Wow. Yeah,
with crayons. Right.
Thank you.
And we're going to let Amy drive it to you.
No.
Oh,
it
may never happen. Insurance may be too high.
I'm one of the best drivers. So.
That's true. It's a funny joke, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emily, congratulations. And you know, hey, Lauren, not that it's a consolation, but you did say you'd have picked three as well. And had you not
Lauren,
lost.
Lauren, you were feeling it for me.
I was channeling it for you. I knew it.
Well,
congratulations. That's so exciting.
Congratulations. Emily, won a car! Take the Hyundai! All right, let's get out of here. Let's go party in the car! Woo! Yeah!
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. With Morgan number two.
It was our annual Christmas gift exchange this week. Everybody's arguably favorite segment on our show the entire year. The theme was gifts that start with the letter S. And guys, I did not realize how many gifts or possible things that could be gifts start with the letter S. This was wild. Literally. Like, I'm not just using that as an adjective. Wild in multiple ways. You're about to find out. So buckle up. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everyone. Here is our annual Bobby Bone Show Christmas gift exchange.
Number one.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Now, remember this joy we feel because...
It's about to turn.
No, in a couple segments, we still want to have this joy, okay?
Okay.
This is a bit. We're fun. Everybody drew a person. The category's S. Raymundo's sitting in a hot seat right now because, Ray, you'll open your first gift.
Yeah!
So, Eddie drew Raymundo.
Yeah.
And so, Raymundo, what do you have in your hand there?
It is an envelope. It says, Merry Christmas, Ray. I guess he refuses to call me Raymundo.
I will not call him Raymundo.
Okay.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
And then, we're not doing that. See? We're not talking about what it might be. We're just only letting him open it. All right. Go ahead.
All right. I'm starting to open it up. It looks like there's a card in there. There is a card in there.
I start with S, remember.
It says, all I want for Christmas is for you to get what you want. Thank you, Eddie.
You're welcome, Ray.
Here's a Christmas. Merry Christmas. And it is a Cowboys Super Bowl winner bet. $100. If they win the Super Bowl, I will win $850.
Yeah!
That's pretty cool. It's a future. It's a future Cowboys future bet. That's a pretty good one.
That's pretty good, boys.
And then what? Where's the S?
It's the sports betting
sports
slip.
Betting slip.
Or Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Or the Super Bowl winner.
Right, that's a good bet.
It's good. One small caveat. They don't win the Super Bowl.
I thought about that, Ray. I thought about that. If you don't want the bet, you can cash it out or hedge.
I just keep the bet.
I love the return, so I'm definitely going to let it ride the whole time.
Let's go, baby.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Ray.
Merry Christmas.
Ray knew a week ago. He goes, I think I know what Eddie's getting me. He's getting me a Super Bowl ticket.
Well, there was some, planning along with it. Like,
what kind of planning did you need for that?
Yeah. Where do I place the bet? Do I do it in his account? Do I do it in my account? What if I win and then I have to give him the money? It's a lot of stuff.
Okay, next up, Raymundo. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
All right, next up, Eddie, you're going to the hot seat.
Okay.
Oh.
Eddie's walking over to the chair, which we have Christmas lights all strung on the chair. And Eddie will be getting his gift from Mike D, head writer of the Bobby Bone Show.
Oh, what if it's a Super Bowl bet?
Mike D has a big snowman box. Eddie, can't wait to hear this thing open live and in person. All right, you're over the hot seat, buddy.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Describe the box.
It's kind of like a little bigger than a shoebox, I would say. Shaped like a shoebox. And I'm shaking it, and it feels like it's clothing.
Okay.
Okay? Kind of what I think. All right, here we go. Let's open it up. Thank you, Mike, by the way. Thank you, man.
You don't know what it is yet.
Oh, okay. It's a box that says Deckers brand. I don't know what Deckers is. I know what Dockers are. Maybe they're Dockers.
Wow, they misspelled it on the box.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay,
I'm opening the box here. I do like... Oh, Mikey! He got me a Cowboys jacket.
Where's the S?
Where's the S?
Is it starter?
If you look on the tag, it is a satin Cowboys
jacket.
Let's go! Thanks, Mike. That's awesome.
That's a good jacket.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Dallas Cowboys. Dang, that's a good jacket.
Thank you. I love this one.
That's good. That's
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
That was it?
One gift. What do you mean? That's awesome.
What's wrong with this?
Oh, I just didn't know if there's more than that. That's a big
box. That's it.
All right.
I like it. Thanks, Mike.
Why are you hating?
No, I wasn't hating. I just asked.
You said that's it. That's a hating.
No, that's
I've heard
awesome.
A hating. That's a hating.
Okay.
That's an awesome gift.
I didn't think it was hating. I was just asking because there was a
that's
big box.
That's it in that tone. Mike D, hot seat.
Eddie, you just left your trash there, man.
Oh, that's okay. I'll get it in a minute.
Christmas, man. Dad will clean it up later.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd have been fun having a dad growing up.
I mean, dude, that...
Was it awesome?
Okay. That was pretty fun, man. Yeah, I'll tell you.
It was. Okay, Mike D is in the hot seat. Abby's bringing his gift in. All right, Mikey, describe it
from
here.
Thank you. We have a big snowman bag.
Mm-hmm.
Some wrapping paper in here. Let's see what's inside. Feels like a box.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we love a box.
Box inside the bag.
We love a box in a bag.
So inside the box is...
There's three gifts, by the way.
You guys have been killing these gifts.
Oh, she said three.
Looks like a speaker. Vintage audio speaker.
Okay. You're like an old...
S for speaker.
Old. It looks like an old 1950 speaker.
That is cool.
Okay.
Here we have something else. It looks like a sweater.
Yeah, a sweatshirt. It's a Stratus sweatshirt. Thank you to his wife.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
Stratus, one of your faves.
Like I'm wearing it now. Exactly
might be the same shirt he has on
Let's
right
go.
Now.
Can't have too many. The other.
Can't have too many, Zuckerberg. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One.
Well, yeah, it was small. It's like taped on the tissue paper somewhere.
Oh my God.
I knew it would get lost.
Sapphire? What is it?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. It must be a lot. Oh, it's a card.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Secret card taped. And it is a Starbucks gift card.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Nice job, Abby.
That's cool, Abby.
Yeah.
It's a good set of gifts, Abby.
Thank you.
All right, next
So is that
up.
Like a Bluetooth speaker? Is that what that is? Or is it like...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just didn't know if it...
Do you know what that is? Bluetooth?
Do you know how to do that?
No, I really don't know how to do it.
Next up, Amy, you're on the hot seat.
I am?
Yeah, and Raymundo is going to bring you your gift. Okay, we have this big white chair on the stage. Amy's sitting in.
With lights everywhere.
Christmas lights
all
over it. There's a microphone there.
Okay.
I love this time of year.
Mm. Raymundo's walking in the room. All right, go ahead, Amy.
Thank you.
Oh. All right.
Well, Amy, you got to describe it.
Amy, what is it?
It's a little reindeer wrapping paper. Very cute. I actually really like the wrapping paper a lot. And it's not a plain box. It's a Christmas box. Cute. Just put a bow on that. Suffice. Oh! Christmas everywhere. Christmas tissue paper. What? Oh, wow. Wow.
Whoa. Hey.
What is it?
What is it?
How does this start with an S?
Hold on. Well, you got to talk to us. We're here.
Okay.
Hold it up.
All right. I know the symbol. It's Escape. Day Spa. It's a spa here. In
S.
Oh, spa.
Oh, my gosh. Amy, you couldn't get that? You can put that together?
Well, okay.
There's just something going on with our brain, guys.
No. To be fair, it's called...
Spa.
I escape day spa.
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 I get it now. Wow. So wait, this is just like
there's a gift card in there.
Wow. That's nice.
You're welcome.
How much?
Like how nice?
How much?
Bro, like nice.
Like how much?
Like I have more than 100?
Yes.
Like 200?
Less than 1,000?
That is for me to know. It's nice. Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, nice job, Ray Mundo. Wow.
That must have hurt the bank a little bit.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Spa, yeah. Okay, there's one more. Morgan, you got to go to the hot seat, and I have a gift for Morgan.
The lights are broken. Amy stepped on the lights.
One light went out, now the whole room.
Oh, my.
No, I don't know what that is. That's not it. That's empty, isn't it?
Yeah, that's from the gift exchange with
Alyssa. Oh, that's from the gift exchange. That's you're in the seat. I have your gift over here. Why are you guys staring at me?
What is
wow.
it? What
you need
is
help?
It?
I mean, if it fits in this room, it's...
It feels like Christmas Day.
Yeah, because you're going to get something
that does it have a motor in it?
It's like taking him a lot of effort to pick this up.
I know.
Hold on.
Wow.
Why are you struggling?
What?
Is it heavy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I'm walking over.
He is shoving it in his shirt.
Don't worry about it right now.
It's under his shirt.
Interesting.
What in the world?
Interesting.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Don't
look okay, wait.
It's not a funny joke, dude.
HR. Okay, I'm holding it close to the vest. My eyes are closed.
What did Mike say?
He goes, HR, because you had your shirt up.
That's weird, dude.
You was about to put your shirt over her head.
Oh, I didn't want anybody to see it.
It was a little sus.
Can I open my eyes?
So, you can now open your eyes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Take the... So,
did you wrap it?
Yeah, with a bow.
Bones, is that a 40?
What?
Oh.
It's a sack. It's a sack.
Y'all.
Whoa.
MD.
It's a sack of stacks.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
This is terrible.
Wow.
It's cash. It's cash.
Oh my God.
It's a sack of stacks.
Remember when we referenced this and Bobby got mad at us and that's exactly what he did?
Is that real?
Are those all hundreds?
That's not real.
No, they're all ones. But I don't know how, like... Oh my, there's more still. I didn't even get it all out.
They're only ones?
There's more. Well, dude, she pulled out another stack. How many stacks of stacks is in there?
There's stacks of stacks of cash.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Singles.
Wow. Whatever it is.
Amy,
singles.
Morgan, you're going to have to like go to the bank and put those in hundreds or something.
No, I know where somewhere else you can go to use those.
Well, the thing is, when I was getting them, I felt a little weird.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I was like, I need stacks of ones. And you know where they thought I was going.
Mm-hmm.
Not to church.
There is a little like cowboy thing here, you know, I could go to.
What cowboy what? Thing?
There's like a cowboy
Amy, relax.
For
like,
ladies.
Like cowboys, Amy, relax.
Cowboys down under or something.
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
Hilarious. Morgan, Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Lunchbox, you
wait.
Jealous?
I don't know. It's singles.
What do you normally do? Is that what you do?
She's yeah. doing what
you
he
can
does.
Tell she doesn't know. She's not using the cash.
All right, there you go. Okay.
Thanks, Bobby.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas. We will come back.
That's nice, man.
And that's real nice. I mean, look at that, dude.
Wow.
We will come back, and we will do the other round. We have Amy for me, Morgan for Scuba, Scuba for Lunchbox, and Lunchbox for Abby is the final one, I'm being told.
Okay.
Okay.
Closing out the show. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. It's time to give away some more gifts.
Yeah.
And a minute ago, we did the first part of the show. I will say, you guys are great.
Thank you.
You're great with these gifts. So Eddie got Raymundo a Dallas Cowboys future bet, which you bet $100 on the Cowboys win the Super Bowl, and if they win, Raymundo wins like $800.
$750.
That's awesome. Yes. You can also hedge at any time, meaning you can cash out if they're winning.
No, I'm going to keep it. That's the most valuable present so far.
Mike Woo. D got Eddie a satin Cowboys jacket.
Love it.
S, because the category is S. Abby from Mike D got him a sweater, a speaker, and a Starbucks gift card, which is cool. Raymundo for Amy got her a spa gift card.
Yeah.
And for Morgan, I got her stacks in a sack of singles.
Amazing.
Lots of cash.
A lot of S's there. So now we're here. We got a couple more gifts. First up will be Morgan, who is our head of digital buying for Scuba Steve. Scuba Steve, what do you have in front of you there?
I've got a box here and then a bag. So I've got two gifts set to open up. The first one is the box that I was instructed to open. Nicely wrapped.
It's heavy?
And that's pretty heavy, yeah. Nicely wrapped. And oh, hopefully this wasn't one of those, like, something inside a box. This is what it is, right? These are, it looks like, Disney Vans for the 100th anniversary. Whoa, these are so cool. Wow, it's got all the bad guys on it, like Jafar and all. And wow, this is so awesome. Dude, like this is really, really, really cool.
It is. Like, it's awesome.
Wow.
That's really fun to watch Scooby be a kid there
for
a second.
Whoa. So, it's the 100th anniversary of Disney shoes from Vans.
So it's all
Whoa.
The villains, Scuba?
All the villains, yeah. Villain multi. Whoa.
So S for shoes?
Yes.
Yeah. Dang, you nailed that.
Dude, that's really, really cool. And you got my size right, too.
Well, let's see what they look like.
Wait, he literally just pulled them out and showed them
to the
camera.
I didn't look.
No, you were on Facebook talking to your cousin from high
school. You weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, bud.
I don't give a crap.
Check the video on post at buybones.com.
I won't look.
Now I'm going to open up the box, or the bag, sorry. Uh-oh. Whoa, this is so cool. This is like a vintage-looking Orlando Magic like sweater.
Oh, pretty that's cool. 1989.
That's very,
that's
very cool.
That's so you, dude.
That's really, really cool. Thank you so much. That's awesome. And you remembered got my size right, where Lunchbox last year got me like kid size shirts. So that's really nice of you, Morgan.
And Lunchbox complains about people sending wrong sizes up here.
Yeah.
But he literally knows us. What is that?
I literally.
There's more?
And then there's more. Morgan wants me to fly high to space. So she got me some gummies.
Oh.
Like gummy bears? Like.
Well, like gummy bears, but for like adults.
But like
fun gummy bears?
Like melatonin?
But like ones you get from the gas station here or from another state?
No, it looks like ones you get from another state that are illegal in the state we live in. So I'm okay with that.
How do we get that here?
No, it's contraband if you ask me.
Okay.
It's okay.
Confiscate it.
All right. There it is. Nice job, Morgan. What's the S on that one?
They're called space gods.
Yeah.
Is the
line. Wow, that sounds
fun. Like,
what state?
California.
Okay, so they're not illegal.
Oh, illegal. Yeah.
This is Santa Ana, California, though, is where they made them. So.
Okay, but they're not. They're
no, like I went into
THC.
A store here and bought them.
Yeah, it's like buying yellow jackets at a gas station.
Okay, we can cover it that way, sure.
No, okay, whatever. Thank you. All right, next, Scuba, if you want to clear your trash out.
Yeah, I got you, yeah.
As we do our, and I'll say this too, we do have this segment plus one more later, but we can't do the segment later because a couple people have timed their gift. I don't know what that means. Those people that timed it are Scuba buying for Lunchbox and Lunchbox buying for Abby.
What on earth?
So,
Can I just say that I the date snuck up on me. So yeah, the gift was supposed to arrive at my house at 6 a.m.
Snuck up on you?
But you've been stressed about
for 3 weeks.
My wife is supposed to deliver it up to the studio. That's why I need more time. It was supposed to arrive at my house at 6 a.m.
Is your wife coming?
Yeah. So
that's if it arrives.
That's if it arrives. So we're just holding out.
Okay, I'm walking over to.
Oh, Bobby's up.
The hot seat.
Okay.
Who got Bobby?
I think you do.
Amy, was that stressful?
Oh, I saw it. It's big.
It's a big present, dude.
Why would it be stressful to get me something?
Not because you can buy anything you want.
Yeah, you have everything in the world.
What? You want something, you buy it.
Yeah, but you give me something that is heartfelt then.
Look at how massive that thing is.
Oh, it's,
oh
it
my
looks like,
goodness.
It looks like a big picture.
I know what it is.
No, don't do that. We're not doing that.
I know what it is, too.
We literally.
Okay.
Then you want to play the game if he gets it right? You have to, like.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
It's a cutting board.
Oh, my God.
Like a personalized cutting board that says Chef Bones.
Okay.
That he'll never use.
Okay, so this thing is probably 3 feet tall. Goes up to Amy's hips, and it is wrapped in brown paper, and it's taped very. It's thoroughly taped.
Did you wrap that in?
Yeah.
Wow, good job.
It feels like it's a picture of some sort.
Is it fragile?
What are you looking for, Amy?
Scissors.
Oh, I can get it. More?
So? Amy, get by your mic. We can't hear you.
Okay, it's a picture.
Amy forgot we're on the radio.
Amy just standing in the middle of the room talking.
Maybe, well, because then I was like, well, I kept it in the plastic so it doesn't get scratched or ruined.
What do you see,
while
Bones?
You travel.
Okay, it says Arkansas. I like it, but I don't. What is it exactly?
Do you
Amy?
See? It's a flag. So it's custom made specifically for you.
There's no color.
It's colorblind? Arkansas red ish, like a deep, deep dark red.
That's red. I thought it was black. Oh my god!
No, it's red. It's red.
The frame is black, but that is like red. I thought
can't see that
with
color.
The aesthetic of your new studio or wherever you want to put it at your house or whatever.
No, it's awesome.
It's approved by your wife, so it matches the vibe.
So it's a flag of?
Well, they call it a flag, but it's just she can put
like
Camille.
If I go into war, I run with it.
Yeah.
Guys, so, that looks black to me.
I mean, it's a dark red, so
it's
you're not
dark.
Far off.
Okay. So my sister had one of those custom made for my house that says que bueno. It's sort of just like that. And I thought, oh.
How good. That's what that means.
Anything. And so I had one custom made with her doing Arkansas letters and or to spell Arkansas.
I love it. Thank you very much.
So how, where's the S in that?
Huh?
What's the S?
Oh, sign. It's a sign.
Or something Bobby will like.
Okay, well, that works.
Caitlin is the one. You're right. I said, shoot. I said, well, I have this flag being made, and I think it will
be. No, you mean sign. You had a
perfect.
Sign being
made. And then
made.
Caitlin said, that's totally a sign. And I was like, perfect.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you. The other day, I had on some pants, or I had a shirt, and I was like, my green shirt. And everybody was like, no, that's black, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely red.
You can see red. It does look red to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a dark red, though, but it's red.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, because
it's almost like an Alabama red.
Well, we didn't want a bright red at your house.
And by we, you mean my wife didn't want something that was screaming.
Right, red. Yes.
Well, thank you very much. That is awesome. All right, we have these gifts, and we have two more gifts to come. Which we'll get to in a few minutes, where Lunchbox thinks Scuba's getting him a snake.
I mean, I'm just dreading it.
That'd be cool.
And then Lunchbox has a gift for Abby that his wife is bringing up.
Oh, boy.
It was supposed to arrive it said delivery by 6 a.m. this morning, so.
Well, you really timed that terribly.
I told you, it snuck up on me, man.
We have had this bid out for like a month and a half.
I know, but you get busy in
and
life.
And every year, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Got like it. You go home, you know, and you forget about work and you. Oh, man.
Well, Merry Christmas. Thank you, Amy. It's awesome. Oh, it's the grand finale. Lunchbox bought a gift for Abby because he drew her name.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, you drew her name for me, but yes.
So looking back, everything has to be an S. That was the theme. Eddie bought Raymundo a sports betting slip. The Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. Mike D bought Eddie a satin Cowboys jacket. Abby bought Mike D a sweater, a speaker, and a Starbucks gift card. Raymundo bought Amy a spa gift card. I bought Morgan stacks and stacks of cash in a sack. Amy bought me a really cool
sign.
Yeah, Arkansas sign.
Yeah.
Custom
and
flag.
Morgan bought Scuba some shoes and some space
gummies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all's up. But we have two remaining. Are you guys ready?
Here we go.
So Lunchbox made us wait, and I don't know why. But he has a gift for Abby, which we drew this naturally, is all organically. We hated for her that this happened. Yeah, but you could surprise us with a really lovely gift.
Exactly. You guys gave me a hard time because I gave her Singing for Dummies a couple years ago. And I said, listen, I got to go big. I got to do something for Abby that makes her year.
Yes.
Okay.
And so that's what I did.
Okay. Then what do we do?
You want me to go get it?
Yeah.
I don't like that it's not in front of me. I don't like that. That's what makes me nervous.
Well, I couldn't wrap it.
Well, you can wrap it.
No, I told you it came last minute.
Oh, okay, okay.
It came last minute, so I didn't get wrapped.
I feel like it's going to be like a stripper.
No.
Oh, or, my God.
No.
Abby. Oh, my God.
Santa. Like something. No.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious. Terrible. That'd be terrible. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Let's go.
Oh,
bring God. In my, oh, my present.
Bring in my present.
My heart's pounding right now. I don't like this.
All right, the door's opening. It is Santa.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
gosh. Oh, my God.
Oh, it is. Oh, my God.
Hey, Santa.
It's a stripper
no,
Santa.
This can't happen.
Stop.
This is not happening.
Stop.
Oh, my God. It's a Santa Claus.
Stop. What's up, Santa?
Hey, Santa. Oh,
what do you
yeah,
have in
you
your
can
bag?
Keep going over there.
Why is he limping?
Why does Santa? What?
Oh, God.
You know why he's limping.
That's Abby.
What you got in the bag there?
What's he doing?
He's bending over.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. Stop right now. This is ridiculous. Oh, right, gosh,
he's got a speaker up on the...
Hey! Oh, he's like a little Santa.
He's stretching. Santa's stretching.
Not real.
Right now. Oh, oh, whoa. It's like Darren's dance grooves. Oh.
Is this Magic Mike's?
Yeah. Oh, now he's doing flips. Oh, he's doing flips.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, he's taking his belt. Okay, now he's undoing his belt.
Yeah, oh, Santa. He's pulling his
get
belt off.
Abby.
Oh, no. What is happening? Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Hey, Santa. Oh,
I got a feeling this ain't the real Santa, guys.
This is not the real Santa.
Oh, he's climbed up near Abby's legs.
He smells like cologne.
Wow.
Like really strong cologne.
All right, Santa is. Oh, oh Santa is grinding on oh, Abby. Oh, wow.
Oh, my,
oh, my,
oh, my
God. Okay.
Oh, my.
Oh, he's okay. Opened his shirt.
Oh, Santa.
Santa has big muscles.
Holy.
I'm not even going to lie.
He has abs. Okay.
Santa's muscles are massive.
Yeah, they are. Okay. You don't have to take the pants off.
Okay.
You keep the pants off.
Santa. Just Santa is going to town. Oh, wow.
Abby,
Santa's doing
do
gymnastics.
Thing. I
was going to. Wow. Santa's still got the beard on, but I got a feeling he ain't old. Oh, he flipped.
Oh,
Santa did a flip.
Oh, no.
Amy's freaking out now.
He scared Amy.
Okay.
Oh, God. Look.
Santa is now shirtless in his...
He definitely has muscles for Santa.
Abby's like... breathing hard. Oh, Santa does a trick. All right.
He's scared.
Santa is rolling on the ground now.
Okay. Oh,
Santa's got his butt in Abby's
right there,
face.
Right there. I'm not touching. He's like on my lap.
All right.
Bones, the play-by-play is awesome, dude.
Well, I need to listen. Oh, the pants are down.
Okay.
And he's got underwear on, and he is bouncing his butt.
Wow. How do you do that?
Santa's bouncing. Oh, he's back up. You better not look. You better not cry.
I'm telling
okay.
you why.
Abby, how you feeling?
You know, like awkward. It's
yeah.
a little awkward right now. I'm not looking at Santa. Like, his face is covered by his beard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No.
Like I said, I got a feeling that's not the real Santa.
It's not.
But
it's definitely not Santa.
Oh,
he just grabbed my hand. Okay,
I feel
Santa.
Like Santa. I feel like I'm pregnant.
Oh, he's going to Bobby now. Uh-oh.
My face is so red.
Oh, it's your turn.
Santa. I just get jealous. I don't even get. I mean, I'm just like, dang, he must work out.
I can't. Oh, my God.
All right.
I don't know what to do.
Right. Oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. It's not my gift.
He's putting something in his butt.
$100 bill. $100 bill.
Oh, if it's 100, here, come over.
He's twerking in front of me
I'll
now.
Get it.
All right.
Wait, is it 100? Can I get it?
He does smell good, though.
He does, yeah, no, he's ripped, yeah. dude. Like, I'm like, what do you eat? That's a,
yeah, what cologne like, is that?
Like, what walk me through your meal plan, buddy. Okay.
How long is this
going? How far is he going to go?
How long is the gift?
I think Lunchbox paid for one song.
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you.
Santa.
Wow.
There he is.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Santa. Wow.
Good job, Santa.
Thank you. Wow. Wow. Ho, ho, ho.
Amy, you're next.
All right. Everybody, big round of applause for Santa.
Santa.
Woo, okay.
Thanks, Santa.
Nice work,
Golly.
Man.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Abby.
Merry Christmas.
That's not the Santa I remember.
Merry Christmas, Abby.
Hey, Abby's flustered.
Hey, Abby.
I don't... Yeah.
Abby, what do you have to say?
Well, there was a, that's a lot. There was a lot of muscle next to me. Like,
hey, how great was that present?
Was it? Was it great or was that awkward for me?
I'm looking at you, and Abby, I see greatness.
You do?
I see greatness in your eyes. It was borderline, but I think that's a pretty good present for you. And heck, I'm a little motivated to go to the gym. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
Santa was ripped.
I mean,
yeah. How do you hire that?
I just got to Google, man.
What did you Google?
Golly, but that
male strippers.
But that had
and
to
you
be,
said wear a Santa suit?
And I told him wear a Santa suit. He said, no problem.
That's probably expensive.
That was a good Santa suit.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
It wasn't cheap, man.
Yeah, because he
that was an expensive
like a,
present.
That's good. Abby, Look at her.
I just don't know. It's weird. It's weird to me.
Look at
that
her.
I'm just up here and well, you guys watching that.
It's weird. Oh, but you would have liked
it's
to
like
be out here.
Party yeah. Where everybody's like, yeah, it's just like me up here.
Like, so would you like us to leave? And
now a confession. That stripper was Ray.
It was not Ray.
Okay.
I did see his face for a second.
Abby.
Oh, I looked really cringe.
How do you feel, Abby?
I don't know. I don't know. Was that real? Like, that was a real gift.
That was real.
Yeah.
Why do you keep giggling?
I don't know.
Okay. There she is, Abby, everybody.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
Yeah, I still got paid.
And what was the S for? Hmm? Stripper.
No.
Or Santa.
Santa the stripper.
Sexy. Oh,
wow.
See, she yells sexy. See?
Uh-huh. I called it, though. Abby. But I didn't think you really would.
Great job, Abby. You did a good job sitting there and enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You handled that well.
Thank you, Abby.
Oh, that was weird.
All right, Abby. Yay. Wow. Okay. Yay. All right, Abby, you can get up. We have one more gift.
I'm going to go.
She doesn't want to get up.
Hey, real
is
talk.
He still, hey, is he still here?
Santa took my 100.
That was your 100?
Yeah, it's like the fake 100 that I have up
oh,
here.
Oh, it's fake, though. Who cares?
Yeah, man.
I got to pay him,
I'll
though.
I'll get it.
He's going to spend it and go to jail.
Yeah, it's counterfeit.
Oh, my God.
Did you pay him already? I think he left.
What?
Did you pay him already?
No.
Oh. Are you pulling cash out?
Yeah.
Dude, look at that cash.
Tell me that wasn't worth it. That was hilarious.
He already left. You got to text him.
Oh, you already left?
Just follow the music. The music was still going. Did you hear it? All the
chase
way to the parking
the music.
Lot.
Why don't we take a break?
Okay.
Let's get Lunchbox to pay the sexy Santa stripper, and then we will. Merry Christmas, everybody. Last gift, and Lunchbox is going to the hot seat. We've been doing our Christmas gift giving all day.
It's been a great day.
It has been
a great day.
It's been a wild day.
I love it.
So yeah. Lunchbox is in the hot seat.
Oh, here we
He's
go.
He's getting a gift from Scuba Steve.
Oh, my God, I'm not doing
Scuba
it.
Steve is blindfolding Lunchbox right now.
Interesting.
It's the final gift of the day. Abby, how are you doing in there after your gift?
I'm still sweating.
How's
I'm sweating.
Doing? I can't hear
I need, like, to change my sweater because I'm sweating.
I can't see.
Good sweat, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's because it was steaming?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was pretty steamy, sure actually.
Me too.
Steamy Santa. Yeah.
Me too.
Scuba is tying me up like this is a...
Okay, Lunchbox now is double blindfolded. The theme is S. All the gifts are S. Scuba Steve is now... Can I say what you're doing, Scuba, or no?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
He's taping something to launch a shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Huh.
And he put things... Don't grab anything, Lunchbox. He, like, put things all across Lunchbox's lap, like some sort of paper.
Okay, I'm bringing it in.
I already can feel what they are.
Now, this person, or this thing, has been featured all over the world.
Your microphone's not on.
Oh.
No, it is. Yeah, go ahead.
All over the world. This is a big deal. He has been in movies, films, in the wild. You've seen him anywhere and everywhere. And now Lunchbox gets to meet this face-to-face for the first time in the history of his life.
Okay. I don't know what's happening.
I mean, what an intro.
Yeah. It's Santa again.
If it's a snake,
all over the world, he said.
It's sexy Santa.
It better not be a snake. I'm going to freaking lose it.
All right, okay. Coming in the studio now. Oh, he brought... Oh, wow, he's the lottery. Oh, I recognize that person from...
Oh, that's awesome. He's going to love this.
You better get
that's
out
all. That's
better.
Almost too nice.
Am I going to punch it?
What are you doing? Like, why are you squirming?
Because I think it's a snake. See, that's what I'm talking about.
It's a snake. It's a massive snake. Why are you... Dude, you're gonna pull all the TVs down. Dude.
He's cursing. He's cursing.
That ain't good. That ain't good.
That's a massive snake. What kind of snake is that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I can't hear her, Lunchbox.
I don't care.
This is a red-tailed boa constrictor, yeah. And funny enough,
oh my God.
He is not the biggest snake that I work
oh
with.
Oh,
so
God. He's looking at me.
Hey,
though.
Lunch, I need you in the camera.
Size. Lunchbox,
no, I can't get near that sucker.
So he's actually only about 5.5 feet, maybe 20 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Females of this species, though, they get anywhere about 9 to 12 feet and about 60, 80 pounds. So he's on the smaller side.
It's wrapped around her waist a couple times. It's
yeah,
a,
yeah,
oh, yeah.
They are.
How what?
Quick they are.
How quick are they, Lunchbox?
Real quick, fool.
Do you think it could get to you?
So,
yeah.
So with these guys, they're found in the rainforest of South America. And a good rule of thumb about all snakes is they can only eat something as big as the widest part of their body. So I'm perfectly safe. I'm too big to be food.
So you could hold it, Lunchbox.
No, I cannot.
If
you're
should.
Brave enough to come up
no,
and
I'm
touch
not brave
it,
enough.
You
I am
can
not
come
it.
Up and touch
nope.
it.
This is not
but
a present.
Can I
if
touch
you're
it?
Not
this
up
is
to
not
it,
a present.
That's totally fine.
Can I touch it?
Yeah,
okay.
You can come over and touch
oh
it.
Oh my gosh.
So Enrique is actually about 9 years old. He was born at the Nashville Zoo. He's used to being in front of large
He's
crowds.
He's making a move.
You yelling probably isn't helping.
Well, I can't help it.
Yeah, they probably sense that tension.
He's thick.
Oh, that's what she said.
She's recommending that you stop being so loud and just man up and touch it.
No, I'm good, man.
It's your gift, Lunchbox.
It's the worst present ever. Like,
this is a meet and greet.
Like at the zoo, I don't even go in that room. Like, I don't go in that little part
of the snake room, the reptile room.
Yeah, I don't do that.
We do know that a lot of people don't like snakes, and that's totally okay. We do have to appreciate, though, that they keep us healthy because they eat a lot of rodents and pests that carry a lot of bacteria that make us sick. And unfortunately, this reaction is actually a learned behavior. So most kids, they see adults losing their mind when a snake comes near, and so they actually start mimicking the adults whenever they see them.
So your parents were the problem with the children.
Yeah, so don't ruin your kids. They should be able to experience this.
My kids like them. They like them. I did not learn this from anybody but myself.
And that's okay. So
this is not a learned behavior.
He can't even look at the snake.
No, I can't. I don't like when its tongue goes like I'm about to eat you.
What he's doing is he's actually smelling.
Oh,
snakes use their tongue to smell. Yeah. So they don't use their nose to smell.
He can smell the fear.
They can.
Bones, look at her. She's,
I'm not Bones.
I mean,
her body language is having an adult conversation, trying to teach Lunchbox, and he will not even turn. It's like my dog when it pees and won't look at me because I know it peed.
Gosh, it is moving.
So it is a pretty common reaction. We always try to have people maybe like appreciate snakes a little bit more.
They got a bad rap.
One thing that we always do talk about at the zoo is it's always to have a snake in your yard than a mouse in your house. The only reason that a snake might attempt to bite somebody is if they smell food. So as long as you're not like holding rats or
chili.
Having mice and rats in your pocket, you're good.
I see you telling me to scoot closer. Right?
If they sense danger. So as long as you like keep your distance and stay calm and walk the other direction, snakes are generally not going to do anything to you.
How do you, I mean,
Lunchbox
so
blindfolded Lunchbox and put rats in his shirt.
It's like someone pulls a gun. Hey, it's like.
Check in your front pocket, Lunchbox.
Someone pulls a gun on you. Stay calm. It's like, no, I can't stay calm.
Okay. Well, what a gift.
Wow.
This is the worst thing
ever. I
got
two other things, too.
Okay, well, that's great. I just don't want the snake to freak out. I did a bunch of stuff with snakes in Costa Rica, so I know a bit on.
No jerks or jumps. He does a lot of our school programs, so he does
cool
assemblies with 400 wild children. So he's used to activity and stuff like that. So he's a rock star.
Yeah, let me tell you.
And you're not gonna pet it at all?
No,
it's your gift.
No.
It's Christmas.
No, man, if I touch it, I'll freeze.
This Christmas, he got you a snake. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Yes. Snake's got a raw deal in life because we've signed.
No, I got a raw deal. I got a snake as a present.
He's got you
I got
other
the worst
things.
Other things of too. All time.
He got you other things.
But this also is, I guess, a little bit of payback for all of the Christmases that have happened every year, even before my time, where I heard he was a sourpuss, gave bad gifts. So I figured this was one little sting, but I gave you some other nice things as well, too.
Well, thank you very much for coming up from the Nashville Zoo. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Thank you, guys.
I cannot believe you walk around with that on your waist. That'll strangle you.
Well, who are you talking to? Because you're looking at the wall.
Why are you leaning away from her?
He's like frozen.
He hasn't been able to stand up.
I am looking for an exit.
Okay, well, head on out.
All right.
Okay.
He's frozen.
That's where the snake's going.
Go ahead.
Just drop it. Okay.
Never.
Go over here.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys. I don't even want to clap. Let Snake live its life.
Yeah, let's not clap.
Thank you very much for coming.
We can do
really appreciate that.
Little snaps.
Yeah, we can do spirit fingers. Spirit fingers.
Thank you.
Bye, Enrique.
Bye, Enrique.
Okay, balemos.
Balemos.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Happy holidays from the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
All right, y'all, that's it for me this weekend. Be sure to check out part one, part three with Scuba Steve. It's a lot of people's favorites, so you need to go find out why it's a lot of people's favorites. And just so you know, even though the holidays are coming up, we did do some special edition best bits. I have Mike D on with me next weekend for a special Christmas edition. I'm counting down the Christmas shows from 2017 until 2023, which was a listener-suggested best bits, and we made it happen. And then I have Abby joining me for New Year's Eve, New Year's Day best bits situation, where we're looking back on 2023. So don't go anywhere. I want to hang out with you guys every weekend, no matter the holidays. But I do hope everybody has a wonderful holiday season and you're safe and you feel loved and you feel hopefully a little relaxed and get some time off from work. So thank you guys again for a wonderful 2023. I'm thankful for all of you guys so, so much. All right, I'm done being sappy, at least until next weekend.
Bye, y'all.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend.
Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show.
And follow at WebGirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.